Absolutely outstanding. Great to be in church this morning. You all feeling good?
Yes.
Looking fantastic. Any Vietnamese people in here? Not a one. I actually brought back a Vietnamese book to give to you, just in case there was one here today. Anybody know a Vietnamese person? Oh, you know a Vietnamese person? Get this to you in a minute. Fantastic. Now, I think that worship was outstanding this morning. Just let's give them a hand clap. Thank you very much. You guys, that was outstanding. Thank you. You guys can sit down and we'll get into it. Okay? That was very, very good though. Before you sit down, let's pray this morning. How many love the Word of God? How many think the Word of God should be effective in our lives every day? How many have been reading the Word for the day, the last couple of days? I think it was pretty exciting. Let me just get it. Here it is. I'll just remind some of you that didn't see it. The Word for today, I just love it, eh? Like on Friday, which is the day we arrived back in the country, Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. That's pretty good in line with our theme for the church. I thought, what an awesome scripture as we arrived back in the country. And then on yesterday, if you read it, Matthew 5:14, you are the light of the world. Just point to the person next to you right now. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill that cannot be hidden. Wow. That's the power of the Word of God. Today, which is Sunday, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And I reckon if we want our light to shine, I was just reading that this morning thinking, man, if we want our light to shine, we better know how to do a bit of warfare. Yeah, that's right. And that's why coming into church is so amazing. Because we get to worship the King of Kings. And listen what we were singing. Your kingdom come, your will be done, here as in heaven. You know, boy, we have great opportunity. I'm going to share a few stories. How many would like to hear a couple of stories about Vietnam? Yeah. Oh, about 10 of you. Maybe we won't share that at all, okay? I did think a lot of people asked, could you share some of it? So I think we will. Your kingdom come, your will be done here as it is in heaven. There's the stuff just we were singing this morning, okay? Spirit of God, fall fresh on us. We need your presence. In Vietnam, you've actually got to teach them how to get the presence of God because they have no clue how to make themselves available to receive or position themselves to receive. But we here in the Western world have had more teaching on that than you could possibly imagine. We have so much head knowledge, but I think sometimes we just want some more information when what we really need is just to let His presence come. Just let His presence touch you this morning, okay? And then we sung, Spirit of God, fall fresh on us. We need your presence here. We've been there. Be exalted now in the heavens as your glory fills this place. You know, I really believe there are angels in here this morning. I believe right now if you could have your eyes open into the supernatural dimension of God's power, that we would see that God has positioned you for such a time as this. Not by chance we're here today. There are miracles right here in this building. I almost don't like telling the stories of Vietnam, because the reality is, that was yesterday. What about today? What about today? Like, I don't know about you. Every day I think we need God's goodness in our lives. And that's why when we sing songs like we sang this morning, you alone deserve our praise. You're the name above every other name. Because we all face things in our lives. We'll all be, I mean, Christmas, for goodness sake, it's Christmas. How stressful could that be? You've got no idea the anxiety that people are going through in the Western world Christmas. We had miracles in Vietnam, but man, we need miracles here, right here in our Western city of Auckland. people to get set free of the anxiety and the pressure of life that squeezes the joy out of them, and let's have the joy of the Lord visit us. I said, let's get a bit of the joy of the Lord visiting people. And then we say that, and a miracle can happen right now. Hello, right now. I mean, man, we can get miracle. The God of miracles is here this morning. We worshiped him. He is the God of miracles. He's right beside you right now. And he wants to activate his power in your life. And that's why we sang a miracle can happen now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. What a joy it is to come into this house and worship God with you guys this morning. And I just want to thank the worship team. That was absolutely brilliant. I mean, heck, that song that Lisa sung, I can't remember what it even was now. You have no rival. Oh, boy. God's got no rival, guys. You know, fear, anxiety, the pressure of life. Jesus Christ came to set the captives free. We have no rival. Fear, condemnation. Man, how does that rule in our world? Gone in Jesus' name. The Spirit of the Lord is here. There's no rival to the goodness of God. Okay. Just let God touch you. But good to be here with this one. Let's pray, shall we? Father, I pray right now. I sense the Spirit of God all over this place. And Lord, I ask you right now that you would come in power, that you would come in glory this morning. God, that even as you are already here, you already came when we came. And Lord, it's not about we came to a house where you were. We came with you to the house of God to worship the King of Kings this morning. And I activate the power of miraculous in this place right now. Activate the power of miracles and joy and Holy Spirit infusion right now. Lord, that we would have the atmosphere shifted to such a degree this morning that our faith would rise to a place where we could believe, Lord God, with you that all things are possible. Lord, that inside of our spirit that we would come alive to the greatness of a holy God who lives inside of us. And Lord, you have come to bring transformation, to bring victory, and to bring hope. And in the name of Jesus, we declare right now, Lord, let your glory and your power fall in this place. In Jesus' mighty name, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all of the praise today, and declaring that God is with us. Amen. Amen. Why don't you give them a huge hand clap? And then, in fact, before you even do sit down, I really feel right now that God just wanted to touch a couple of people here. And I really believe and I sense that there's some of us that would be hungry for God to touch us today so that we could actually walk in the next few weeks with the joy and enthusiasm of Christ in our lives. And I just feel in this place that there's some of us that have been struggling just in the last few months to step into that victory that God's got for us. But I'll tell you what, there is victory in this house this morning. Can I say that again? There is victory in this house this morning. And I believe let's rise up and let's grab a hold of that right now, and let's believe that God will release us into the hope. But I wanted to pray for one person in particular this morning, and that's Mrs. Piggott. And I just when I was up there, this morning, I see the power of God on you. And come over here, girl. Come over here, because God's power is on you this morning, and you are a woman who refuses to quit. And I love that about some people. I love people that just say, God, we're getting on with it here. The devil may attack me. He may try to intimidate me. But you're a woman who has held on to the promises of God. And I believe today that God is going to touch you physically. God's going to touch you spiritually. And get ready for a miracle in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, we want to thank you right now. And honestly, I see the power of God on you this morning. And I saw like a shaft of light come on you, and God says, here comes my glory right there. Jesus, just touch it with your power. And again, touch it with a whole heap more of your power, and let her have a total miracle this morning in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, I thank you right now. Boy, the power of God's on you, girl. I want to pray for you guys. Mr. Bike Me, come here right now and bring your gorgeous wife. Just while I'm down this end of the building, hey guys, I reckon get ready for a breakthrough. I tell you, some of the things that you've sensed as a struggle, some of the things that have been just difficult in the last 6 months of your life, and I don't know, I haven't really talked to you, but I just feel that's what's been happening. Does that make any sense to you? That makes sense. Okay, well right now, God says, I'm going to pour out a river that's going to flow through you, and it's going to flow and it's going to bring freshness. Even stuff on the riverbanks of your life are going to spring into life. And get ready for what God's about to bring. He's about to bring a new flow into your world, okay? So the power of God is already on you, and God is here to give you the victory. And in Jesus' name, I take authority over the enemy. He's tried to undermine you. He's tried to attack your mind. He's tried to reduce your faith. But God says today, power, set you free in Jesus' name. Set you free in Jesus' name. Set you free, and victory is your inheritance in Jesus' name. And there it goes. Right now, the inheritance of the Lord is upon you, and that's the victory of God. Amen. Come on, give God a big praise right now. Okay, give someone a high five, and you can sit down, and we'll get into it. I just feel we could actually go all over the building doing that this morning, because I really feel God wants to bring some victory into our house and into our place and into your lives. And by the way, Laura the French, it's so good to see a pregnant Laura the French in the house and having a baby boy. How exciting is that? Laura, are you going to call it Donald? Hope so. Just good, good, good. And all the rest of you, of course, great to see you. Great to be back in the land of New Zealand. Just a couple of scriptures this morning then, and we're going to get into it, all right? And we're going to believe God that this is the day that the Lord has made and his word would become powerful, and I'll share a little bit about Vietnam, okay? So here we go. We're dealing right now with let there be light, okay? And the light of the world is Christ, okay? So Christ in you, the hope of glory. Because when the light's shining, darkness can't exist. And we discovered that last week, or 2 weeks ago, I think I was here, and we turned our little torches on our cameras and on our phones, sorry. And doesn't take much light to light the place up. Doesn't take a lot of light to dispel darkness. And I believe that God is a God who wants to dispel darkness in our lives and in the world we live in. So you and I are light carriers. Do you feel like you're a light carrier? I feel like a light carrier. Everywhere I go, the place lights up. Waiting for Julia to nod on that one. Okay? You know, and we do live, you could look at our world and you could see there's some dark times out there for different people, okay? People are struggling. People are struggling to get it together, struggling to understand or have any peace. People are running to and fro, trying to find peace in this hour we live in. But there's nothing like, I carry peace on the inside of my spirit. You can't find peace by shifting location. You find peace by discovering the Prince of Peace inside your heart. And then wherever you are, there's peace. Because you are a peacemaker, having God on the inside. That's why the values of Christianity are huge, to have them established in our life so that we literally do portray the goodness of God wherever we go. So God wants us to be more than enough. When people say, I don't know what the answer is, we are the answer because Christ is living in us and he lights up people's world. So we have the answer. Hallelujah. I believe that Jesus is the answer and he lives with us. So, you know, never get tied up in today's complacency. You know, I think it's very easy to be complacent in the Western world. Honestly, one of the things I'll share with you about Vietnam is that the hunger is unprecedented hunger. Like, you just got to barely mention Jesus and the whole place just gets excited, you know. Mention that God can do a miracle today and place goes wild with anticipation of the next miracle. Let's live in anticipation of the God of the miraculous in our world for our next step. I don't want to be satisfied with where I came from yesterday. I want to be living for the victory of tomorrow. We are the church of Jesus Christ in our world today, never stalling, never stopping, but moving forward in victory, believing that the best is yet to come. We do say that quite a bit, but I don't know if we believe it. But I want to say today, the best is yet to come. And we're going to stand on the promises of God, consistently believing. In John 8, verse 12, Jesus said, speaking again, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Let that sink in. Because we don't walk in darkness, we walk in the light of life. Which means we are 100% able to see where we are in our walk right now. We're able to see the circumstances. We can see the blessing of God. We walk in the light of God. We can see God's power moving in a place like that. We can see the anointing of God coming on Andrew, the cameraman, up there on the stool looking the highest place in the house. But we can see when our eyes are up and there is no darkness, we can actually literally see the power of God coming on him right now. Don't fall off the camera. But you can see stuff like, because God opens your eyes, like the Elijah prophecy, open the eyes of my servant, that he'd be able to see that there are more for us than there are against us. Otherwise, we get trapped in a world that begins to limit us, and before long, we're agreeing with the general mindset of the world, which would limit God. But let's not limit God. Let's extol God and lift him up in our praise, and let's declare that if God be for us, who can be against us? Because I believe that we need to have our eyes up. If Jesus said, I am the light of the world, whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, then let's walk in the light of God in every step we take. Because the light of God will light you up in encounters with people, with circumstances, and you'll see beyond the veil of our smallness, our negativity, our darkness. But let's be a light with the love of God. Let's be the most positive people on the planet. Let's think big, dream big, walk big, have big hope. That's what the light of the world does. It lights you up, causes you to glow a little bit. People want to get around you. They want to connect with you. They want to know what the hang it is about you. What makes you tick? What makes you inspired? What makes you jump up and run again? What makes you get out of bed in the morning? Somebody asked me that the other day. What makes you get out of bed in the morning? It's that one person I may encounter on any day of my life that I can instigate hope in their life or cause their life to be able to see that there's a greater tomorrow. What inspires us? What makes us dream? It's the light of the world on the inside of us. Because Jesus said, I will be the light. In John 1 verse 4, it says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness. So wherever we are, we shine. Depression doesn't get us down, we shine. Circumstances don't overwhelm us, we shine. The situation may be incredibly intense around us, but we shine in Jesus' name. And I prophesy that over you today. It says, the light shines in darkness, and the darkness could not even comprehend it. And the reality is of that statement, light always wins. Light always wins, and that's the love of God on the inside of our lives, okay? I love this in Romans chapter 8 and verse 14. I just love the Passion Bible is just a great interpretation in my opinion. And it says, the mature children of God are those who are moved by the impulses of the Holy Spirit. I love that. Let me read it to you. The mature children of God are those who are moved by the impulses of the Holy Spirit. It's amazing what moves us. If I were to ask you this morning what moves, I've just been in a revival in Vietnam where people are discovering Christ and discovering the power of Christ, many for the first time ever in their life. God's visiting a nation in a very, very powerful way. Communist leaders are bowing down to the almighty authority of a holy God. Communist leaders who are seeing their kids get born again are wanting to find and discover what we take for granted, the goodness of God. And communist leaders are flocking and People are getting saved all over Vietnam right now. Christmas has been invited into Vietnam. The Western world's kicking Christmas out, idiots. And we're bowing down to some sort of extreme ridiculousness. And we're saying we don't want Christmas. In America, a little while ago, they cancelled out under Mrs. Clinton's leadership. Or no, was it Obama, the weak, whatever he was, leader? He cancelled Christmas out in America. He said, we're not even going to use the word any longer. And then thank God for Trump, getting political now, who came in and said Merry Christmas to everybody. And but in Vietnam, communist Vietnam, they're celebrating Christmas this year. Because they're realizing there is a God above every other circumstance who rules and reigns and is supreme. And this year they're celebrating Christmas all over Vietnam. We went to the communist university, Ho Chi Minh University. We got invited into Ho Chi Minh University to preach. My God, that's a miracle. Hey, listen, I'm going back. I've been going to Vietnam for 35 years. There were days when you couldn't even let anybody know you're a Christian, let alone carry a Bible. There were days when we had to hide in our hotel room and couldn't come out until we were contacted by the secret underground church that we could actually make some foot movement and move somewhere else in that city. But today in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam, just a week ago, in the number one university, Paul was with me. We went into that university and held a Holy Spirit revival meeting. And people got saved. They sung Christmas carols. And a revival happened right in the communist. And people got healed. Yeehaw! So let's not take for granted. Let me read it to you again. The mature children of God, who are those who are moved by the impulses of the Holy Spirit. Let God enlighten us that we can see the circumstances around us and be quick enough to jump on that opportunity and bring the power of God to reality in any situation. Summerlee, it's so good to have Summerlee here this morning. I haven't seen Summerlee since she was about 2 inches high. And Summerlee is living in Hamilton, but she's back in. Summerlee, you awesome young. How old are you now, Summerlee? Sorry? 17. What happened to all those years, Summerlee? Summerlee, I really believe as a young woman, you know the presence of God and you know the love of God. And as a young woman, God wants to put his anointing on you this morning to be a great leader of his power and his love in your world right now. Give me your hand, Summerlee. God, I pray your blessing on this young woman. Thank you for her right now. Thank you for your call on her life. And thank you, Lord God, that you have always overshadowed her, had angels around her. Let her be a young woman that hears your voice and knows your character and knows your leading in her life in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Get ready for that, Summerlee. So let God's impulses, the impulses of the Holy Spirit, consistent. In fact, that's what was happening then, okay? That's just a good example of that. I was just, the Holy Spirit just said to me, why don't you say, there's a good example for you, okay? So sometimes we talk about a lot of stuff, but we don't make it practical enough. So I don't just talk about the impulses of the Holy Spirit. I get involved with him and what he's doing. That's just, might be a little bit practical for you, I don't know. Might be a bit practical for a Sunday morning. But you can't just be a Christian who just walks by. You know, it's all spiro, it's all kind of out there, it only happens on Sunday. Walk in the impulses of the Holy Spirit every day of your life. He'll lead you to people that are broken, he'll bring victory through you, he'll cause you to understand and feel even their pain and their hurt, and God will cause you to be a miracle-working deliverer in this world we live in today, okay? So I'm just going to give you a couple of thoughts and we'll just show you a couple of clips from the trip, okay? But let's be people who know how to move in the Holy Spirit, who know the anointing of God in our lives, and who walk in the victory of what he's called us to be. There are 9 gifts of the Spirit, okay? Recently in Vietnam, I'm reminded that the 9 gifts of the Spirit are probably not active in our lives enough. And I'm probably going to challenge you a little bit. Let's have the 9 gifts of Spirit operating in our lives. That's every one of us. Every one of us is more mature than the average communist, nearly quickly coming a believer in Vietnam, okay? So we have no excuse, really. Jesus said, follow me and I will make you my disciples. If we were to ask the question this morning, what is a disciple? And we could be challenged by those thoughts, because in John 13:35, Jesus said this: by this will all men know you are my disciples, because you'll have love for one another. There's a challenging thought right there. We'll all love each other. We'll move in love. We'll encourage one another. In Mark 16, he said to them, this is how you'll know you're my disciple. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Whoever believes and baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And listen to this bit, verse 17 of Mark 16. And these signs will accompany those who believe. Any believers in the house today?
Yeah.
Yes. Just about three. Any believers in the house today?
Yes.
I just want to see hands. Hands. Okay? A lot of believers. Okay, let me tell you who you are, okay? And these signs will follow those people who are believers. In my name, they will drive out demons. It happened for anybody this week. They will speak with new tongues right across this place. They will pick up snakes with their hands. Well, you don't have to do that in New Zealand, thank goodness. You will deal with a few snakes, mostly in the human form. They will drink deadly poison. I think I did that last week. Okay? It's amazing some of the things you have to suffer just to be friendly. Just to not upset the environment of being, what do you call it? When people are hospitable to you, you just take what's put in front of you. Hope you're all like that. Pray over it and get into it. It will not hurt them. They will lay hands on sick people and they will get well. That's every single person who put up your hand for you're a believer. You'll lay hands on sick people and they will recover. Or they will get well, it says here. And I want to just say right now, friend, let's never underestimate what a believer is, who we are and who we're called to be, and how we are empowered to change our world in Jesus' name. And I could go on. And these signs will follow those that believe, okay? So we're believers this morning. So in our believing, we believe that God has called us to operate in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. You're very quiet. You're more quiet than a Vietnamese crowd. A communist Vietnamese crowd, okay? And we should be operating in a fivefold ministry gift. In reality, our church should be full of fivefold ministry gifted people. Unfortunately, too often, the Western church isn't. We're comfortable. We want another 3 points in a poem, please, Pastor Don. Something that'll make us feel good so we can just get in here and get out again. But I believe that God wants to stir us up a bit. Hello? So we should be pastors, prophets, evangelists. How many evangelists in the house, incidentally? We should all be. Some have a real specific gift of evangelism. But it's good to know who you are and what part you fulfill. Good to know it. Need to prophesy it, call into being a little bit in some of us. Pastor Jamie Steiner sitting there. You're a pastor without a shadow of doubt. Evangelists, apostles, teachers. Because the reality is we were never meant to just impart information. We're meant to impart power that establishes you to be one of the greatest lights that shines on this planet. And I believe this morning I want you to grab it, because whoever you are, you may be like Caleb here, a builder on the building site, hammered every day by people putting pressure on you to bow down like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Come on, man, bow down to our secular system. Bow down to the behavior of the world. Man, there's a lot of pressure out there. See, we look at Vietnam, we think they've got a lot of pressure with communism, but we have the same pressure here in a different way, far more seductive, far more incredibly in your face and in your eyes and everywhere you look. And I like, just a builder like Caleb, who has an anointing on his life and a call on his life. Jump up here, Caleb. I want to pray for you. I see the power of God on you even right now. Because the reality is, you have an anointing on you to transform lives by the power of the gospel. You're not ordinary. You're a little bit different. Thank God you're different. Never ever get into conforming to what people want you to be. God says, I formed you different, I made you different, I created you different so you'd bring hope to my broken world, because there'll be people that I'll never ever talk to, but you'll talk to them. And God says, get ready, you're going to see people saved. I'm going to put an inspirational light on the inside of you that people will see that light burning and they'll want to catch the fire of that light in their dark world. And Father, I thank you right now for an anointing on this young man. I pray the power of God get on him right now, from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. I release the fire and the power of a holy God on your life, as a man who will see and know the voice of God, and with clarity will see the purposes of God, in Jesus' name. Fire him up for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit. Yeah, that's right. Just stand there for a minute in that anointing and let it get on you. Hallelujah. So Jesus taught us a prayer, okay? I'm going to finish with this morning. Jesus taught us a prayer. He said, this is the manner in which you should pray. He didn't actually say, this is the prayer you'll pray, even though religion would kind of trap us in that one. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. There's nothing wrong with the prayer. Jesus just said, pray in this manner. Hallowed be thy name. Our Father in heaven is all about worship and prayer. Whenever you worship God, whenever you exalt him and lift his name up and on, his presence fills the atmosphere. God is an atmosphere shifter. He shifts atmosphere. We just had a conference in a hotel with a whole bunch. We had heaps of communist leaders infiltrating the conference, but God comes in there and he shifts the atmosphere so that it becomes a place that's conducive to miracles. And when even the hard-hearted communist leader sees a miracle of a twisted leg of a baby get totally straightened out, even he can't deny that there's a holy God in heaven who we were worshiping. And worship is our greatest key to exalt the presence of God in a meeting like this. I hope you got into it this morning. I hope when Lisa was leading us in that, there is no rival to the presence of a holy God. I hope you jumped up and took attention and said, God, I will worship the King of Kings. Well, we have the freedom in which to do that in our beautiful nation. Amen. Let's just show a few things on. I'm going to ask Paul to come up. Actually, Paul traveled with me. Paul Harris, come up here and just share a couple of minutes, some stuff that happened in Vietnam. Oh, he needs a microphone. Yes, that's right. And there we go. There we go. Go for it, Paul.
Well, it's unreal. Like Don said, the senior leaders that were around were saying this could be the start of a national revival. And there were just these powerful moves of God and hundreds, if not thousands, of miracles happening. Blind, deaf, cancer, cripples.
Man.
And on it went. And I just want to share two miracles that I saw, two out of I don't know how many, but because they're kind of special. The first one was this little Vietnamese lady about, I don't know, between 20 and 30. And you could tell that she was really poor because she looked like she was having a hard life, her clothes and all that sort of stuff. And in reflecting on this miracle that happened, I know that that lady had heard that Jesus heals,
yeah,
and she had come to that meeting to get healed. End of story. And as a very small diversion, they were actually bringing ambulances from the hospital with dying people in them, yeah, to get prayed for by, because that's how the word had spread.
True.
Anyway, so here's this lady, and she comes up, and through a translator, she says she's got a collapsed lung. And I go, yeah, okay. That's, you need a miracle, because she's poor, no medical and all the rest of it. And I stuck my hand on her shoulder and said, thank you, Lord Jesus. I just speak healing into this woman's body in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, be healed. And then I looked at her And she said, oh, that hasn't happened for me, you know. And we're not going to let them go. She's not healed. What do, you know? And I believe it was the Lord. He put into my mind that prophecy in Isaiah about by stripes we are healed. And we were there to be a connection point with that lady. It wasn't about gifting or anything else. We were just there to let the Holy Spirit flow through us, you know? And I stuck my hand on this lady's shoulder, and I saw Jesus on the cross with all those stripes. And I said, Lord, you saw this beautiful Vietnamese lady 2,000 years ago. Thank you, Lord, that you died for her, and by your stripes, she is healed. Thank you, Lord. She said, oh, yes, very good, thank you. New lung. She knew it had happened, and she walked off. So that was one. And now, so that was a kind of a physical miracle. By his stripes, she was healed, you know. Now, the other one is interesting, and it's really different. Because Bible calls us to take up the sword of the Spirit and take it to the enemy, man. We are soldiers in the army. We've got to have the armor of God on. Got to have the buckle of truth. We know what the Bible says. Coming back, it's just reinforced to me that we can rely on every last word that's in the Bible. All the promises, all the everything. It's all there, man. Anyway, so this was different. So there's this guy that's deaf, and he's got two little girls that are deaf as well. And in the first session, or in the first time I came across him, prayed for him, I've seen the odd deaf person get healed in years gone by. And I said to Don, oh, deafness is a weak little spirit, mate. Just think of it like a little spider. Flick it off in the name of Jesus and tell that demonic spirit of deafness to go in Jesus' name. So here's this guy that's deaf. You demonic, evil, dirty spirit of deafness, get off this man in Jesus' name. Nothing happened. And another shot, you know. Anyway, I'm praying for him. Nothing's happening. The power of God in that meeting was so powerful. People are coming in and crowding. So you're busy praying for this guy over here, and you stick your other hand on someone else, and they're going out under the power and getting healed and all sorts of stuff. And this guy's not getting healed. So that's okay. I don't know how I kind of weaseled out of that, but he never got healed. Next session, this brother comes along. He says, hey, Paul, here's this guy. He's deaf. Pray for him, man. Oh, well, we're going to go at this, you know. And I said to Don, look, his little girls are deaf as well, eh? And Don said, that's a generational curse on that guy. And that made me feel quite angry, actually. Like, not angry, but just really, yeah, stuff that. And this kind of, and I don't know what the word is, but I just felt strong about it. And I just said, I come against that generational rip-off demonic spirit that was over that family in the name of Jesus. The guy falls backwards and gets up healed. It was blimmin' big demon.
Yeah.
Generational one, you know, that was the difference. You know, you just got to know what's going on. Next session, he comes back with his little girls that are still deaf, hey? Little girls down here somewhere, you sort of put your hand on them. Lord, in the name of Jesus, heal these beautiful little girls. Father, thank you that you've broken that curse. You've risen from the dead. You've given us the keys to the kingdom. Be healed in Jesus' name. Two little girls get healed.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, I'll stop now, really, but we saw cancer. A lady comes along with cancer. How do you know you got cancer? Oh, I got a lump on my breast, you know. And it was on her right breast. And I go, just come against that curse of cancer over that woman's life, in the mighty name of Jesus, come be on. Gone. Guess what? gone.
Yeah.
And on it went. Hundreds, if not thousands.
It's beautiful. Give that back to John. That's beautiful, guys. And I tell you, we did literally see so many miracles, like big lumps on the throat just disappearing before your face. Man, God is a God of miracles, eh? And we've got to keep believing he's the same yesterday and today and forevermore. God doesn't change. They literally were bringing, we didn't even know it, but they were the hospital heard what was happening and was bringing people in ambulances who were nearly dead for us to raise to life. And people were going down literally raising these guys up. So God is doing great. Let's show a couple of video clips. And you've got one there, that first clip you had. I can't remember what it was now, but it was this is in the Communist University, I think. Yeah, that was. That's in a communist university. And here we are, literally hundreds of students just coming hungry for God and getting saved. Miracles happening, testimonies of just incredible God setting people free after that meeting. I thought it did have sound, but anyway, there it is. I don't know whether I sent you this video, but that's just one of them. I should get out of your sight. Then you could see easier. There's one of them. There's Paul in the middle of it. Oh, no, this is now in a place called Kamal.
No, it's the same place.
Oh, is it? Okay. Well, this is Kamal then, okay? So I must have had the wrong place to start with, because this is definitely Kamal. This is down in the south of Vietnam. This is where the conference happened. And I think there were 2,000 people in there. There were about 400 or 500 in rooms outside of there that couldn't fit in. And miracles were happening. They had people praying in those rooms as well. This was the church I went to minister with in Houston, who was there running. That's a pastor there, looking in the black shirt. But there you go. How come we got no sound, guys? Probably so you can hear me. But anyway, that's just a couple of the videos of the atmosphere that was there. Can we go on to a couple of the pictures of people that were getting healed and stuff? There's one guy. Now, there we go. There's a good picture. That guy, he had one of his legs was 2 inches shorter than the other. And right there, I just grabbed my camera and caught a click of that. But it grew out the 2 inches and just total miracle. And he ended up out of that wheelchair. And so was very, very powerful. Next picture. Just keep flicking through them, actually. There's just the crowds of people that had come from some of the poorest places. They were all sponsored to be there, mostly, by the way. Some businessmen sponsored most of them to be there. Most of them have no money to get anywhere, and they were sponsored to be in that that conference from the south of Vietnam. Yeah, there's a little girl. Actually, that was one of those girls that Paul spoke about, totally healed and could hear again. So that was just so exciting. There's me preaching one session there and people getting healed. There's me standing on the chair. I'll tell you, when I was in that meeting, you could literally see a cloud of God's glory coming back. In that meeting, so many testimonies of people coming on, twisted spines that had got totally healed. Hunchbacks that had got straightened up, just not even laying hands on them, just getting healed. People over the floor under the power of God. Praying for, honestly, they were mobbing you. You couldn't even go to the bathroom without 20 people grabbing your hand, come and pray for me. And just God was doing phenomenal, phenomenal miracles in that country. And there we are, laying hands on people, praying for them. Are we able to get a sound for any of those video clips I had up? Because there's one there of the girl singing. I've called it Voice. You'll see the clip on there called Voice. And this is... she's sown that. Now her testimony is she's become a Christian out of a communist background and got born again and just won Vietnam's Got Talent, and singing that song there, and literally just lots of people coming to give their lives to Christ. And I just want to say today, I could show you, I've got videos there and pictures, show a few more pictures, just run them behind me, well, of the miracles and people and stuff as we close today. But lots of miracles, lots of great stuff God's doing. Can I just say today, though, the reality is Vietnam is in revival. I've been going there for 35 years now and just seeing the goodness of God. But I really believe, hey, let's believe that right now, in our lives, and in this season, this is the greatest time on earth, and we pray, thy kingdom come, which literally means, God, birth your kingdom in our lives, in our areas of influence, and the places we go to. I've been sowing into Vietnam for 35 years, okay? We were smuggling Bibles in there 35 years ago. People told us that Vietnam could never change. Maybe your circumstances look too difficult. Maybe your business, maybe your life, maybe your spiritual walk looks too difficult to change today. Can I say to you that with God, all things are possible? That I don't care how bad it looks, God is a miracle-working God. There were days people told me, why don't you quit on Vietnam? Nothing's happening there. Right now, they're having a revival in Hanoi, a meeting in Hanoi, where literally thousands, it's far darker up there, and they're getting healed, delivered, coming out of wheelchairs, all sorts of stuff happening. Just reported to me last night, amazing miracles happening in Hanoi. And the deal is that these people are hungrier than they've ever been. Every one of us could go there and hold a revival meeting somewhere in Vietnam. All you got to do is know how to pray. And how you don't even need to really know too many verses. You just need to know how to usher in the presence of God and get God's power there to set people free in Jesus' name. Now, I believe that in our world, we can have the same thing happening. And obviously, there are dynamics that we're dealing with that are different. But I want to pray for you this morning. I want to turn this place right now and ask the band to come. We're going to finish. But as we finish today, I want to pray for people in this building. Maybe today. You need a one thing hearing about miracles. Let's believe for miracles right here in our world, in our town. You might need some victory in your life. You might feel dry as you've ever been this morning. And you're like, how can I get a revival happening in my own personal life? Well, I want to tell you, you can, because the same God that was there in those meetings is right here, right now. He's the light of the world. Wherever there's light, he's there. And so I'm going to ask you this morning, if you need God to touch your life, maybe the stuff you're battling with right now, you can win the victory today in Jesus' name. The power of God's here to give you victory. And so what I want to do today, before we finish, I want you to bow your heads and close your eyes. Father, I want to thank you right now for the love of God. I thank you, Lord God, that you are beyond any concept we could imagine of goodness, mercy and grace. God, that you deliver us, you set us free, you took all our sin, you took all our condemnation, you took every burden we would carry, and you gave us freedom. And on the cross, you said, God, not my will be done, but your will be done. And Father, I thank you that we walk in the victory that Jesus won for us today and right now. And friend, maybe you're here today and you're not a Christian, or you're away from God, or you need to get right with God at this Christmas time. And I want to give you that opportunity this morning. And friend, if that's you and you're saying, Don, I don't even know this God you've been talking about. I don't know a miracle working God. And maybe today you need to make a decision for Christ and let him into your heart. And I'm just going to ask right across this place, heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Hey, Don, that's me. Why don't you slip up your hand right now? I'll include you in a prayer today, and we'll believe God that he will totally transform your life, your tomorrow, and your future. So if that's you, just give me a wave wherever you are right now. I don't want to miss you, but if you need Jesus in your life, why don't you lift your hand right now? We'll believe God for a powerful touch of his love in your life. Give you one more moment right there. If you need Jesus in your life today, Real quick, lift your hand right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Why don't we all stand up on our feet today? Now, I said we've been talking about miracles, showing you pictures of miracles. Some of you saw my live feeds of being in those meetings live where God was moving. If you need a miracle this morning, I'm just going to invite you right now. Just come up the front here right now. Just hop out of your seat and come up. Don, I need God to touch my life. I need God to touch me spiritually. I need God to touch me in my mind, my spirit, my workplace. I need God to touch me to get rid of the anxiety and the pressure I'm carrying. God, I just need a touch of God this morning. Why don't you come right now? I'm opening the altar up, right? Whoever needs prayer, why don't you come right now? Whoever. We're opening this up to whoever right now. And believe, before we close this meeting, let's believe for the power of God to sweep across this place, for your body to be healed, your spirit to be restored, your joy to be released, that God would visit you today. Maybe you just need your eyes open to see the light of God and the love of God shining in your world. Why don't you come? Just hop, come right out the front, guys. Come right out the front. We're going to believe. Holy Spirit. And I'm going to invite the team to come and pray. We're going to believe God right now, okay? Miracles, power in this place this morning. Don't stay where you are. If you need a miracle, God is here. He is a miracle-working God. We're going to have a great lunch today. We're putting on lunch for the whole church. And so before we do that, though, let's feed the spirit man. Let's activate the promises of God and the power of God. Let's believe that across your home, your circumstances, right now, that God would bring His glory in Jesus' name. So why don't you all, let's just across this place right now, stretch your hand toward the front here. Let's believe for God to bring some victory, bring miracles, bring wholeness. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Just as you guys start singing, let's let the power of God. Holy Spirit. Father, right now.